Good morning to you on this Wednesday morning, September the 19th, 2012. You're listening to Daily Worship, and my name is Kevin Williams. Thank you for being with us this morning. Let's just dive right into the Word if we can today. Let's read from Psalm 146 this morning. Psalm 146. And this psalm is the beginning of just this crescendo of praise that we see in Psalm 146 through 150. These five psalms are just pure praise of just who the Lord is. And it is a powerful way to end just the book of Psalm. And so let's read this chapter together in 146. Starting in verse 1. Praise the Lord. Let all that I am praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God with my dying breath. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. When they breathe their last, they return to the earth, and all their plans die with them. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He made heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He keeps every promise forever. He gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. The Lord frees the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are weighed down. The Lord loves the godly. The Lord protects the foreigners among us. He cares for the orphans and widows, but he frustrates the plans of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. He will be your God, O Jerusalem, throughout the generations. Praise the Lord. Lord, we respond to, Lord, the words of the psalmist here. Lord, we respond. Lord, we want to say that just as he said that he will be your God, O Jerusalem, throughout the generations. Lord, we say that today, that you are our God throughout the generations today. Lord, throughout the generations of our family. Lord, through our kids. Lord, through our parents, through our grandkids, Lord. Lord, you are our God. Lord, you are the God of our family. Lord, wherever we are, Lord, whether we are married, have kids, whether we are single, Lord, whatever the case is, Lord, whatever home that we are in right now, Lord, we resolve that our home, Lord, will be one, Lord, that follows you, that serves you. Lord, today, Lord, thank you that, Lord, it says in 2 Timothy that when we are faithless, that you remain faithful. Lord, that you are faithful to your own. Lord, so we breathe, Lord, our devotion to you today. Lord, we sing that our heart will say no other name but the name of Jesus. That our heart will lavish out, Lord, our heart will lavish out praise upon our Maker this morning. Lord, thank you that you are faithful when we are faithless, and that you are good to 1,000 generations. Lord, that you free the prisoners. Lord, you've opened up the eyes of this blind man that is speaking and praying here. Lord, you've opened up the eyes of this blind man, and you've caused me to see. Lord, we respond in worship this morning.
Closes in, you are.
crippling. You are true, you are true. Even in my wandering, you are joy, you are joy. You're the reason that I sing. You are light, you are life. In you, death has lost its sting. I run, sing this. Out. staying desperate for you, God, staying humbled at your feet. I will lift these hands in praise. I will believe. I remind myself of all that you've done. Jesus, I